What's up, everybody? It's your favorite time of the week. We're here for another round of Niner Talk right here on 49ers.com. I'm your host, Taylor Price, here to answer your Twitter questions, and I promise not to treat this week like a glorified practice. Right off the bat, let's get into Sunday's big victory over Seattle. Our first question is, who was your MVP? The simple answer is I can't pick just one player. Let's take three players in all phases of the game. On special teams, I'll take Phil Dawson and his four field goals, which, by the way, set a franchise record. He now has 20 consecutive made field goals. On defense, I'm taking Navarro Bowman. He was Russell Wilson's shadow for most of that game, and he led the 49ers with 9 tackles and sacked Wilson and forced a fumble. The legend of Big Game Bo only continues to grow. Last, but certainly not least, I'm taking Frank Gore as the offensive MVP. Sometimes I think to myself, how lucky am I watching Frank Gore in his prime? He's the type of player I'm going to tell my kids about someday. His 51-yard run was so money. He set up Seattle with a cutback run and had the football smarts and wherewithal to get down in bounds and force Seattle to bleed the clock with their final timeouts. It was a tremendous heads-up play by the franchise's all-time leading rusher. Moving on, our next question is, when was the last time we lost at home for a West opponent? We lost to Seattle 34-13 on October 26, 2008, a week before President Barack Obama was elected as the 44th President of the United States of America. For those scoring at home, that was 61 months ago. Wow. Our next question is from Wheels, who wants to know, who has been our defensive player of the year so far? That's a tough one. The 49ers have talent all across the board on defense. You could pick any one of the starters and you wouldn't be wrong. There's so many players who could be MVP, guys like Tremaine Brock, Dante Whitner, Ahmad Brooks, Glenn Dorsey. All of those guys have stepped up their game. But right now, it's Navarro Bowman. He leads the team in tackles, and he's already set career highs with 4 sacks and 3 forced fumbles. Bowman hasn't missed a game in 4 seasons, and he's simply being a beast this year. Next question. Noah Treat has our next question. He says, the Bucks are hot. What is your keys to the game? Well, it's true. The Bucks just beat the Washington Wizards in overtime last week to give Milwaukee its second win in 5 games. Wait. You're talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, aren't you? Wow, that's pretty awkward. All right, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a C, Bucks with a C, are playing improved football with Mike Glennon down there at quarterback. It looks like they've cleaned things up on offense and are being even more productive than usual. My key to this game is avoid turnovers and get off to a fast start. The 49ers will need to make the Bucks one-dimensional on offense so they can get pressure on Glennon over and over again. You have to be aware of Deshaun Goldson too. You know he's roaming the middle of the field, and the former 49er ball hawk is looking to lay out his boys and come up with an upset win. We can't let that happen. Chris writes in with this question. Do you think the 49ers are picking up the momentum needed for the playoffs? Yes. Absolutely. Offensively, the addition of Michael Crabtree has been huge. I doubt there's any team in the NFL right now that added a player of his quality this late in the season. You pair him with Anquan Boldin, and Jim Harbaugh has often said Crabtree has opened things up for the 49ers in the passing game. On defense, they continue to be stout up front, and you got to buckle up these next few weeks because you know the playoff race is coming, and we can't lose sight of that detail. As Harbaugh often says, facts can be stubborn things. Adam Perez wraps things up this week. He asks, can I be on your show? Can even do the worm if I have to? Well, Adam, I appreciate the gesture. That's really nice of you to offer. But why would we need someone to do the worm when we already have our own Adam doing the bro bot?